which means we get an update on my community contact interview program from a Baldwin County official. Today, we have a familiar name with a new title. Sherry Lee Bloodworth Botop is here, former public information officer, now director of public and government affairs. Good morning, Sherry Lee.
Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Great, thank you. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and then we'll get into some specific topics of interest.
So I'm here to support the commissioners, obviously, first and foremost, and anything they need that has to do with getting information out to the public and working with our elected officials. So that includes mayors, state officials, and federal officials. So I help with a plethora of things. Never gets boring, which is nice.
You're really their right hand and then some, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I really enjoy it. Yes.
Good, good. One of the things we want to talk about is the rental assistance program, which was launched, I guess, a couple of months ago, and you talked about it here, where the federal government gave the county over $6 million to help people impacted by the COVID pay their rent. Is that still going on?
It's still going on. And right now, the end date, according to Treasury, is not until November of 2022. So we do have more time. They extended it. Now, jurisdictions can end that early. So the county could end that early if they needed to for some reason. But right now, we don't anticipate that. Right now, what we want to do is get the money to the people who need it. The commissioners, a couple meetings ago, voted to loosen the restrictions, if you will, a little bit around the dollars. Treasury loosened some guidelines. They have a second phase of the program. One of the things that has been challenging is getting dollars to landlords who either don't have the correct paperwork or can't supply the information that's necessary, or for some reason won't supply it. So the renter cannot get the assistance. And so now what the commission has authorized, which is permissible by Treasury, is that the money can go directly to the tenant. So if the landlord, if there's a certain number of times that the attempt has been made by the case manager to get with the landlord and it's not successful, they can move forward and help the tenant anyway, so the money can go there.
How does one apply? Who qualifies?
There is a website. It's baldwinaltogether.org. I always forget if it's gov.com. Yeah, it's .org, baldwinaltogether.org. And there are all the qualifications are there. You can apply for back rent as far back as April 1st, 2020. So when the pandemic started, it will cover some late fees. It can also cover forward rent in increments up to 3 months at a time. So let's just say that your current situation isn't working out. Your landlord is in the process of eviction or something like that, and it just can't be resolved. A tenant can find another place to live, and this program can pay up to 3 months for you to go to that next place. The other thing that the commission voted for is to allow past due utilities to be covered. And that's also obviously permissible by the for the program by Department of Treasury. So if you are behind on your any of your utilities, and all the utility companies have been notified about this, you can also work with your utility company and apply online for past due utilities.
It seems that now most folks are back to work and things are leveling out. But as you said, this is retroactive back to April of 2020. So even though somebody might be in a new place now and back on their feet, the struggle before that, you could still qualify for reimbursement?
If you have not paid it, so if you're late on your rent, so you have to have not paid it. So it's not going to reimburse you for rent you've already paid. But there are a lot of people out there who had to skip months and work something out with their landlord. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the landlords are hurting because of that. So
originally, like you said, this program was for landlords to be reimbursed.
Right. And but it's now still, it still is. But if that doesn't work, now it can also go to the tenant.
Okay. So $6.6 million is the figure I recall the county received.
Yes, that
approximately,
is
right? How much has been taken advantage of so far?
And that is, so I just got an update on it this morning because I wanted the latest. So it's been a little bit slow going for, and I think a lot of that has been the complicated communication with landlords. But we have approved $104,000 out the door.
That's all.
That's all right now. But it's moving.
There's $6 million laying around. What are we going to do?
Well, we've put it out there every way we possibly can. A letter went out to 11,000 landlords this week. So I think that might
help
too.
Yeah.
I do think
that should have been done a while back. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think one of the issues was people not knowing whether or not the program is authentic. Or, they hear something about this program and not knowing for sure, is it a real thing?
Yeah, well, can they go through the official Baldwin County website instead? That might be part of it. To have this other random Baldwin County website named instead of going through the official county site, that might lend some credence to
they
it.
They sure can. They can go to baldwincountyal.gov, which is our official website, and it is on the homepage there as well. If you scroll down, there is all the way to the right, we have boxes, and there's a picture of a home, and it says Emergency Rental Assistance Program. You click that, and it'll take you right to the program.
Okay.
So, the money's there if people need it. But again, like you said, people are getting back to work. So we're watching closely, and we're working and relying a lot on our nonprofit community, too, to let us know what they're seeing. Are they still seeing this issue? And the landlords and feedback, commissioners get phone calls and things. So we're just keeping up with, is the need still there? And if it wanes and we really think that the need has been met, then I'm sure at some point the program would just end.
Right. Well, I know. I can only imagine the massive, undertaking, all local and state and federal governments, to adjust to this pandemic. Yeah. So it's almost like the money came too late, but at least it came.
At least it came. And I agree with you. I think the timing was a little challenging. We have 709 applications in the pipeline. Those applications have to be processed by Treasury standards. So every single one of them has to go through this pretty in-depth process because you're spending federal dollars.
Right.
And of course, the county is going to do everything to comply with that as fast as we possibly can. And so, it's a day in, day out, morning, night effort. And we keep plugging away.
So to summarize, for those that may have missed the first part of the conversation and are now wondering, this rental assistance program can be applied for by those who owe rent money currently or in the past up to April 2020,
right,
and or the landlords that had to let them slide and maybe even, evict them eventually.
Right. Okay. They can apply.
Okay.
So the individual can apply. The landlord can apply. There is for the individual, there is a financial component, which is 60% of AMI, which I'm off the top of my head, I'm not sure what that is in Baldwin County, but it's a good percentage of people in the county fit in that.
Okay. And you can go to Baldwin County's website. Yes. And find out more, or the special website that was created.
Right. So you can go to baldwincountyal.gov and scroll down to your right. There's a box you can click on, and it will take you to the site just for the program, which is baldwinaltogether.org.
Okay. So baldwinaltogether.org. Okay. Well, good.
Please apply, or if you know people who need it, please encourage them to apply.
Absolutely. Okay. Recently, there was a big grand opening of a huge new boat launch in Baldwin County. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. So that has been worked on for quite a while, several years. But this commission went ahead and allocated over $7 million to the project. And then the governor, through Gomesa funds, which is the offshore leases, they're funds that come back to the state and then they allocate them out. Mm-hmm. Allocated $10 million to the project.
What was it called again?
So it has been named The Launch. So it's across the Intracoastal Waterway from the wharf. So they're calling it The Launch at ICW. It's going to be a very exciting project.
Intracoastal
Waterway. I know.
Oh, we got to be hip.
That's why it's ICW.
Okay,
it's,
I got it now.
So it'll have 6 boat launches, 20 lighted boat and trailer parking spaces.
Wait a minute. How many spaces?
6 boat launches. So
parking spaces, I thought we had hundreds.
Parking spaces, 200.
There you go. Okay, 200.
Oh, did I say 20? Yes, 200.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a boater. I'm going to fuss. us now.
Yeah, 200 lighted.
Oh, good, good.
Boat
good.
And trailer parking spaces, 84 lighted passenger car spaces, 6 covered pavilions with picnic table seating, a grand pavilion, 8 restrooms, and over a half mile of concrete, sidewalks and boardwalks throughout the launch and pavilion areas. We're planning some connectivity to trails in Orange Beach. So there'll be some paths that will connect into mm-hmm. trails that lead you into the Orange Beach. Well, it's in Orange Beach already, but lead you to their trails that they're planning.
Sounds awesome. I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait to
really exciting.
To use it. Yeah.
So future plans for a fishing pier too.
Oh, good. So mm-hmm. it's open.
It
for
will be.
Use.
It will no. It's that was the groundbreaking.
Oh, say
had.
Okay. Okay.
So the plan is to have it open by Labor Day 2022.
Ah, so still a lot of work to do.
Just
the groundbreaking. Oh, I see.
We just had the groundbreaking.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, it's really exciting though. The governor came for that, and Commissioner Blankenship came from Montgomery, and he's the commissioner of ADCNR who helps work on the Gomesa mm-hmm. funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, we're excited about that. And there are more boat launches to come. We know that people need and want more access to the water. And so the commission's always working on finding areas, acquiring property where we can build out places like this so people can access the water.
So, very good, very
yeah,
good.
It's really exciting. Makes me wish I had a boat.
I know, right? We're speaking with Sherry Lee Bloodworth Boattop with Baldwin County. Baldwin County officials join us the fourth Thursday of each month here at WABF. We wanted to get a FEMA update. It seems like all the municipalities and counties have been waiting on the FEMA reimbursement from Sally and, I guess, Zeta both.
Yes. And so Sally, in particular, it's been a long time coming, and there have been a lot of meetings between federal, state, and local officials, including our mayors and our commissioners. So we have seen some great progress, and a huge thank you, you know, to the state, the governor's office, and Senator Shelby's office, and our other federal officials who have been really working on this for us. We've finally seen some movement, and
right.
the county has received $16.5 million reimbursement. So $86 million is the total that the county is
Whoa,
out.
Okay.
And another $21 million has been obligated. So that means it's coming very soon. There are so many steps that FEMA reimbursement goes through. It's really complicated.
I can only imagine.
And we have incredible staff that work on that, our clerk treasurer and our director of environmental services. Terry Graham and others have been working so hard on these reimbursements with FEMA staff. It's like taking on another full-time job.
A lot goes on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And y'all have really had to, you know, punt and kick and rearrange between
yes.
the hurricanes and the pandemic. It's just been a bit crazy.
It's
I know.
Been an incredible year plus. It really has. I mean, we activated with the pandemic back in March. So, I mean, we were in a state of emergency. At one point, we had 3 different states of emergency happening at the same time. So it was, it's been pretty intense. Our EMA has done an incredible job. As you know, you've had Zach
oh, yes.
here and Jenny. And
they're great.
They really are. I mean, we just have great, great staff serving the needs of Baldwin County citizens and working close with our municipalities. We have great municipal staffs out there. So, yeah, it's been challenging, but we survived.
Very good. We did, somehow.
I had COVID twice.
Oh, no, twice.
So, twice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a year of resilience, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Figuring it out, how to bounce
over
forward.
Over a year now, yeah.
Well, over a year, yes.
So, what else would you like to tell us about that I might not think to be asking?
A couple of things that I'd love for y'all to know that we're working on, and one thing I think I spoke about before, but we have an app that is called Baldwin County Historic Tours, and it's a free app you can download, and we are constantly adding to it. It's an app that will take you on tours of historic sites around the county. So it's an audio tour. There is some video with it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And it has a GPS component, so it will tell you how to get to where where you need to go to get to these sites. I've had a lot of fun working on that with Felicia Anderson, who's our Director of Archives and History.
Mm-hmm.
Our Archives and History Department has been doing tours, too, physical tours. They fill up really fast. But those are advertised on our website and on our Facebook page. And it would be great to have Felicia on here, actually.
Yeah, I've been meaning to. And
yeah.
hopefully they'll send me those so we can announce them for you, too.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll make sure that that Felicia does that, and
okay.
we'll get it to you.
Perhaps next month we can have her on, or sometime sooner.
That would be fantastic. So that's the app. We're also, the website has been updated to make it easier for people to access things, and not just our services, but you may or may not know things like driver's licenses, which is a state function,
mm-hmm.
but they're in our buildings.
Right.
So,
that's always confusing.
I know. It is. It is. And especially, you know, when things happen where things shut down, there's a lot of coordination that happens between the county and the state. And then our courts are in our buildings, too. So our new website hopefully makes that a lot easier for people. We will be launching a citizen newsletter that'll go out by email and on an app. So we're doing a lot to really reach out to citizens more and update them about what's happening on a more regular basis, and using technology, which I know not everybody uses. So
right.
We won't stop doing this, and then media and other things. But okay. Hopefully a lot of people will use these methods of outreach.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. Sherry Lee Bloodworth Botop, the Director of Public and Government Affairs for the Baldwin County Commission. We appreciate your time.
Thank you,
and
Lori.
Look forward to our update from the county every fourth Thursday of the month.
Thanks so much, Lori.
Thank you. If you missed part of this, especially the rental assistance program, remember you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.